Up next, here to save you money, our own David Hochberg. You got a question for David about how to boost your credit score. Now's your chance. 312-981-7200. Call or text us right now. We had so many questions, David, last year on about this. We decided to revisit it because people, I mean, you know a lot of the sort of the rules here and the tricks, I guess I could call them. And people have a lot of questions about this because it totally matters, doesn't it? Over the course of years and years, if you're getting better rates and you've got a better credit score, it translates into dollars.
Absolutely. I just got off the phone with a 75-year-old man who went to one of my seminars 3 years ago, and he did everything that I recommended, and he's like, I'm back up to 660. I was in the 500s. I'm 660, 680. I want to get to 700. So I gave him some tips just now. I mean, about 5 minutes before I came on, and you know, the guy's in his 70s, and there's no place to go to learn this. They're not teaching it in the schools. They're not teaching it in the colleges. They cover it, but they blow through it. Yeah, TransUnion, Experian, Equifax, but they don't dive deep. And it's really something that's critical because it impacts every listener's lives.
Yeah, and you think about just even the mortgage rate you get. It makes such a difference over the life of that loan. You think about what that translates into, not even to mention credit cards and the rates you get and the better credit cards versus the ones that charge you a ton. It matters.
Well, 100%. And we've gone through this. If the difference between a 660, a 699 credit score and a 720 and a 740 credit score over the life of a loan on a $250,000 mortgage is $25,000 extra in mortgage payments. Just that 41 points. It is astronomically huge that our listeners need to pay attention to what we're trying to deliver every single Monday or whenever, however many times I'm on. And our listeners get so caught up with, I need to have a large down payment. I hate PMI. And I try to explain to our listeners, if you have $30,000 worth of credit card debt, and that's the typical balance that our listeners are holding, between $25,000 and $40,000. And the listeners that are carrying that balances are like, damn straight, he's right. And the listeners that aren't carrying those balances going, I don't understand how people could carry that much balance, you know, how much debt. And well, listen, it that's what's happening. We're close to $1 trillion. We're back almost as the United States consumers, back almost near $1 trillion. I'll bet you when the numbers are released, we'll be back over $1 trillion worth of debt on our credit cards. We hadn't seen those levels since 08 and 09 when everything collapsed in 08 and 09. Okay, now I'm not trying to be doomsday David here. I'm just trying to tell you that you carry that much debt on your credit cards, it's going to negatively impact your credit scores. And for our listeners out there that are looking to buy a home, if you are much better off putting less money down, using the money that you wanted to put 20% down, for those of you carrying $20,000, $30,000 worth of credit card debt, to take that money out of your bank account, pay off your credit cards, don't go to a mortgage professional until 30 days, let that cycle through and let your credit scores rejuvenate, let the balances go down and let the credit recalibrate, you will get a much higher rate because your credit scores will go up. You'll be able to afford a much larger home because that $30,000 worth of credit card debt at 4% is a minimum of $1,200, right? That's the equivalent of over $200 worth of mortgage payments. And when you start figuring out PMI and putting less down with a higher credit score and running with the PMI, instead of putting more down and running with a ton of credit card debt with lower credit scores, you're much better off wiping out your credit cards, wiping out your debt, and running with less money down, run with the PMI and a higher credit score. You'll save yourself tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. It's just a fact.
It is. And a couple of other things that are a fact that you taught us a couple weeks ago when you were on, I think we mentioned this. You said don't close any credit cards, because I know a lot of folks say, okay, my credit card, suddenly I got an introductory rate. Now it's going to charge me $99 or $199 a year just to have it. I'm not using it. Let me go ahead and close it. You say, no, don't do that.
Well, here, one of the defensive modes of going out there and starting to shut down credit cards is, it's very simple, right? If you have three credit cards, each with a $1,000 limit, okay, and you want to shut down one because it's 28% and they treated you poorly or whatever, then go to the other two and increase the limits of those $500 a piece to make sure that you are making up for the credit availability that you're shutting down. It all has to do with credit availability. If you have available line of credit of $1,000 on three cards, that's $3,000. Simple math. Okay. If you want to close one down because they, you know, because they were rude, they were disrespectful, whatever the 400 reasons you want to close a credit card down, it's $200 instead of the other ones are $50. Whatever the reason, just when you before you close that $1,000 line of credit down, that credit card down, go to the credit card companies that you currently have. And make sure that you increase the limits to offset for whatever you're shutting that card off. So if you're losing $1,000, make sure you're jacking up the cards that you have by at least $1,000 so you keep your availability equal while eliminating a credit card. What a lot of our listeners do is they have $10,000 with the credit card debt. They have $9,900 worth of balances on it. That's 99% capacity. That's horrible when it comes to your credit scores. They get $9,000 or and pay down their credit cards, right? So now they have $10,000 worth of credit card availability. Now they have a $999 balance, which is great. You're at 9.9%. That's phenomenal. But then what they do is they go and start closing credit cards down, and they start shutting down $9,000 worth of credit card availability because they think it's the credit cards that's the evil. It's not the credit cards. It's what you do with the credit cards. So if you start shutting down credit cards, and I'm trying to simplify this as easy as possible, you have $10,000 worth of limit, $9,900 worth of balances, you're at 99% capacity. You bring in $9,000 from Uncle Sal or Aunt Sally, and you knock it down to $999, okay? And then you shut down credit cards to where you only have $1,000 worth of limits, you're still at 99.9% capacity. You didn't accomplish anything. You're still in the same box you were in before you just paid it down by 9 G's. You're actually worse. Eliminated 9 grand worth of debt. You didn't approve anything. So that's the nugget I want to leave our listeners with, is that paying off your credit card debt, it's not the credit cards that's the evil. Right? You used it for whatever reason you wanted to use it. You were cut back at your job. You lost your job. Somebody got sick. You couldn't afford. You didn't have as much money coming in. What are you going to do? You're not going to feed your family? Of course you're going to feed your family, right? You know, little Johnny or little Sally fell down and you got them, take them to emergency care to get their knee or their head, taped up and or sewn up or whatever. Life happens, right? Okay. This is what happened. A flat tire. There's $400. Okay, you do what I do. You pull into a parking spot and you take your bumper off. That's $750. I do that at least once or twice a year. Okay, because I drive this low profile car like an idiot. You'd think I'd get a Jeep, but I cracked the bottom. It's $500, right? The guys at the auto body shop, it's like Hochberg's back. They order two every time I come in just so they got one ready for me. But listen, life happens. And you have to be ready. I'm not making any judgment on our listeners. I'm just telling you what's happening out there that we see, that we experience every day, and give them tips to get by.
Yeah, and we appreciate it because it's working. I'm doing it. I'm listening to you. Credit availability is so important, as you point out. Should you just call around to your credit card companies and try to increase your limit? Even if you don't plan to use it, doesn't that help you?
Absolutely. It you can't fall off the floor, okay? And what I recommend to our listeners is this. If you're loaded with credit card debt, you're probably not going to get them to increase your credit card limits if you're at 99% capacity. If you could somehow borrow money from somebody and knock that down, you got a better shot of getting an increase on credit cards that you've had for a long period of time, and you've been a good boy and a good girl where you've made your payments on time, right? Right. You've been a good client. You've been a good borrower from the credit card companies. And here, let me just say this. For all of the debit card people out there that think you're doing your credit good, it's absolutely doing nothing. It's like putting water into your gas tank. You are not accomplishing any play. You're not accomplishing anything. Using a debit card to try to get your credit scores up is absolutely banging your head against the wall. It is not helping you. It is actually hurting you because you are not building any credit using a debit card. I get that all the time from parents that listen to this. My daughter, my son wants to go buy their first home. Do they have any credit? Yeah, they've got a debit card. I'm like, no. Debit card's completely worthless. It's completely worthless.
Yeah, well, but they're better for parents because you know exactly how much they can spend. They can't go beyond the amount you got in the account, right? I don't know.
Well, no, 100% right. Okay, but you're not teaching your kid about credit. that there's no risk. If you go to a grocery store and put $50 worth of groceries up on the belt and it gets to the end of the belt, okay, and you charge and you got $61 worth of groceries and you only got $50 in your account and you swipe the debit card in there, you're going to have to pick $11 worth of food or whatever you got on the belt to pull off. It's going to take a little time, as if that's never happened to any of our listeners out there. That happens every day to our listeners out there. Okay, the difference is, go get a credit card for $250 at your local bank that gave you the debit card. Whenever I open up an account at a bank, they're like, oh, that's a debit card. I'm like, I shred it. I don't want it. Well, you know, it's a debit card. It's very, very valuable. I'm like, shred it. I'm like, I don't want it. Well, why, Mr. Hockberg? I'm like, I do this for a living. All right, just third time, shred the debit card. I've never used a debit card in my life. Okay, so here's what you have to do. You're just changing your using patterns. That's all you're doing, Anna. That's all you're doing. Charge it on your credit card. Go to your car, open the app, and pay it off. Then you get credit for that transaction. You're not getting any credit on the transaction if you're here. I got a couple that listen. Their parents listen all the time. Okay, yeah. She's 28, he's 29. They've got a kid together. They make $120,000 a year. Went into some ridiculous $5,000 apartment. Overshot their skis. Just absolutely live beyond their means. Okay, move back into the parents' house. They're using a debit card. I'm like, what? And I told her this. I said, exactly what I just told you. Go get a credit card. Use it. Go to your car. Open the bank app, whatever you bank at, and pay it off when you get to the car and you unload the groceries. She's like, I never thought of that. Nobody's told me that. I'm like, I just told you. Okay, that's what you do. And then, you know, within six, I mean, she's in the low 500. She's got severe fifth degree burns here. It's going to take her at least 6 months to get to the 600s and then probably a year living in her parents' basement. But if she used that technique, just that one technique, get a credit card, put whatever you're on it, go to the car, unload the groceries, sit down, turn the air conditioner on, turn the heater on in the winter, open the app, pay it down. It's the same thing as a debit card. With no risk. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. David, hang on for a second here. We're gonna pause and then we're going to come back. The one thing that we get asked a lot about every time you're on, today is no different, is you suggest pay your credit card bills every week. I want you to explain that again.
Sure.
Because you've helped me with that. I've started doing that. And others have too. But people are, why do I have to do that? Well, David Hochberg will explain that in a minute here on WGN. Also, 312-981-7200. Got questions for David about how to boost your credit. Now's your chance. More of David Hochberg and me, Anna DeVlantis, coming up here next. All right, we're going to go to the phones here with David Hochberg, boosting your credit score. He knows what you need to do and sharing his wisdom with us. Quickly here, David, recap something.
Sure.
You told us before, pay your credit card bills every week, you say. Why should you do that?
Here's why. Because if you wait till the end of the month and then you charge some and then write the check or pay online, sometimes it takes that credit card company a couple of days, especially if you're sending in a check. God knows how long it's going to take for them to get the check. It used to take 2 or 3 days, and now it could take a week to 10 days. And then they open the check, and then it takes them another 2-3 days to process the check. So theoretically, you could have 6 weeks worth of charges going on there at any given period of time, which eats into your availability. If you pay it off every single week, you only have 1 week's worth of charges on your credit card. So if you have $1,000 limit, right? Again, go back to the just keep it simple, stupid method, the KISS method. You have $1,000 limit, and let's just say you charge $200 a week, okay? 20%, $200 a week. That's great. If you pay it off on Friday, you're never going to exceed $200 a week. But if you wait till the end of the month, now you got $800, right? You write the check for $800, you go to the mailbox, you drop it in. Now you charge another $200. Now you're at full capacity before the credit card company processes your check. That's horrible. So if you pay it off every single week, you'll never exceed 20% capacity. Once you cross over 25, 30% capacity, that's when you start losing credit points. That's when your credit score starts getting challenged a little bit, right? It starts weakening. It starts going down. If you keep it, pay it off every week if you can. Listen. Again, I say this every time I'm on. I'm not naive to understand that our listeners don't have the means to pay it off every week. And then you have some listeners that get paid every other week. That's phenomenal. Pay it off when you get paid, right? Mm-hmm. It keeps you in check on what you could afford. And even if you're carrying a balance, it's always good to chip it down a little bit. And real quick, if your Uncle Sal or if your Aunt Sally or Uncle Sam tells you to keep a balance on it and carry it over, you should never listen to them for financial advice, okay? Because that's horrible information. Because you're getting charged interest on every single charge that you do until that charge on the previous month is paid off, okay? Yeah. So if you've got family members telling you to carry balances on your credit,
listen to them. Listen to David Hochberg. Hey, we got to get to the phones. We're going to be out of time here, David. Darlene, go ahead. You're on WGN with David Hochberg and me. Got a question?
Hi, David. How are you?
Great, Darlene. What's up?
Good. I've got a really long credit history, and for well over a decade, it was 750 plus.
Sure.
I have 21 years of no missed payments. Nothing has changed. Last year, beginning of COVID, probably somewhere in April, every one of my credit cards, and I don't have a lot of debt, about $8,000, dropped my credit limit to $100 over what I actually owed them. It tanked my credit score to 620.
Yeah.
I've contacted each of them three times, asking them to raise the limit back up, and have had no success.
Hmm. That's wrong in so many ways. Here, the only thing that I could recommend, right, is that you remember that when they come back to you when times are great and they try to give you more and more credit. And the thing that further sucks is that you've had them for probably a long period of time and you've got a long track record. Your only defense is, right, do you have balances on them now?
I do. I do. $2,000-$3,000 on each one. I said my total debt's, about $8K.
Do you have a 401k?
And my total, my house is, I've got a small Equiline on my house other than it's paid off.
Okay.
I don't have a car payment.
Okay.
I'm in great shape for, can you pay your bills? And obviously have for 21 years on every bill, not missed a single one.
Why don't you take out the line of credit, take out the dough from the line of credit, pay it on your credit cards?
I don't want to.
Well, here, listen, Darlene.
I'm on the pay down mode.
Darlene, I'm trying to help you here, okay? All right? I know if I want to lose weight, I can't have the pecan pie a la mode, all right? I know that. But for some reason, I keep making bad decisions and I can't lose weight. You're in that same boat that I just explained. You want your credit scores to go up. You got a line of credit there. How much availability do you have in your line of credit? How much?
Not enough to cover.
How much? How much?
$2,000. Maybe $2,000.
Okay, you take $2,000 out. This is another reason why you should have a line of credit, a very large line of credit, when you never don't think you need it. So it's there when you didn't think you need it. It's available. So in this situation, take the two G's out. It'll cost you $10 a month. Okay? Pay down a credit card. Listen to me, Darlene. Okay? Pay down that credit card.
That's really my only option at this point is to pay down those credit cards under 30%
to get
the numbers to go back up.
That's it. Yeah,
have you heard this from a lot of people that they got knocked down on their credit limits?
Sure.
No one's going to pay us.
When times are great, right? They're throwing offers at you. When times are bad and challenging, like we had, they're cutting back. That's why, again, what did I just say? You want to have that credit availability as high as possible. You want to have a line of credit. I've said it 100 times.
Yeah.
Have it available so you could take the $2,000 out. Darlene, I love you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking loudly. Take the $2,000, pay down the credit cards, and start healing. That $2,000 out of your line of credit will cost you $10 a month. Okay, that $2,000 out of your credit cards probably $60 to $80 a month. Pay it off, pay it down, and just keep going.
Darlene, we got to run because we got to get to the news. Maybe we can connect you
all
too.
Right,
if
thank you.
Good luck with everything. You're right. That is so wrong. And I've heard that story many, many times.